Very common verses that we're going to look at, but we're talking about exhorting one another. Mm. Brother Tommy hit on it this morning, and I was afraid he's fixing to steal my thunder. But then he walked away from it, and I'm thankful. But exhorting one another. The word exhort means to urge by strong argument, admonition, advice, or appeal. That's what exhort means. Exhort is not necessarily encouraging. It can be. It can be woven into it. But it ain't the same thing. Encouragement is when you walk up to somebody and say, "Hey, brother, I'm praying for you. And I appreciate what you do. You're a blessing." Amen. That's encouragement. That's not exhortation. Mm-hmm. Exhortation is different. Again, I'm going to read the definition. To urge by strong argument, admonition, advice, or appeal. So in verse 24 of Hebrews chapter 10, the Bible says, "And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching." Let's pray. Father, I do thank you for your word. And Lord, it is a mirror. It does help me to see what I need to change so that I can be more pleasing in your sight, more fruitful. So Lord, I pray that you would help us tonight to see what it is that you want us to see. Lord, help us not to stop there, but to move on and to make change where we need to.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I thank you for that. And I ask that you would help me to say only what I should tonight. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
The words in verse 24, it says, "Let us consider one another." That's hard to do, I think, a lot of times because of our selfish tendencies.
Yes.
We tend to only be concerned about what is on our plate.
Yes, sir.
Our problems, our needs, our responsibilities, what we want.
Yeah.
The truth is, it's just not in our nature to look past those things to see what your problems are, what your needs are, what you desire, and what I can do to meet that.
Yeah.
But that's what he's telling us right there when he says, "Let us consider one another." So for a period of time, we've got to quit thinking about ourselves. Mm. Not that we don't have problems. We do. Everybody in here has got some problems.
Yeah.
But to just put that aside for a period of time and look at other people and say, "Oh, you know what? They got problems too. Mm. And what can I do to help them? What can I do to encourage them to grow in the Lord?" In order to encourage and exhort other people about the Lord's work, we have to do what that one word said, and that is consider. Mm. We've got to get our mind on those things. It's difficult to encourage someone else in their service of the Lord when we're not in service of the Lord ourselves.
Yeah.
You can't lead in a direction that you're not going.
Amen.
It's not likely you're going to encourage someone to do something that you ought to be doing but aren't.
Mm, right.
So we've got to get our minds on our service of the Lord before we can encourage and exhort other people to do that. He goes on to say, don't miss church.
Yeah.
Then he says, why not to miss church. We're supposed to be exhorting one another, and more as we see the day approaching. And we see the day approaching.
Amen.
One of the big reasons that we do come to church is to spiritually encourage each other to get involved in the work of the Lord.
Amen.
Now, when I said that, I don't know if something triggered in your mind or not, but when was the last time that you did that? You went to somebody to encourage them in their service to the Lord. Mm. Now, we say, hi, how are you today? Fine, thank you. Hope you're doing well. Boy, the weather's hot, or cold, or rainy. We talk about all kinds of things, except this one thing that he told us to talk about when we go to church. So I don't know if you've noticed this or not, but I think the devil's probably involved in it. Because in order for us to do this, we would be obedient. If we don't, what are we doing? We're being disobedient. That's what Satan wants us to do. Yeah. Be disobedient. Don't do what God said. God said he wants us to exhort each other. It's of the utmost importance to be about our Father's business, because we're going to spend a lot more time in eternity than we are in this life.
Amen.
And everything that we do in this life will determine what type of life we live in eternity.
Yes.
Therefore, it makes it real important what we do for eternity. I heard a young fella say one time, he was actually, he felt God calling him to preach. And I think he was 16. And our preacher allowed him to preach a sermon one day in front of the congregation. And I'll never forget the words he said, because it was so profound. And I don't know if he thought up on himself by himself, or if he heard someone else say it. Doesn't matter to me, but this is what he said. He said, the only thing you're going to take to heaven are the souls of other men and women. That's it.
Yeah.
So everything else other than that are not as important as the souls of people. They're eternal. Our souls never die. So it's important that we are doing things that have eternal impact. Okay? And so if what we do for eternity's sake is infinitely more important than our accomplishments in this life, it ought to be more important for us to help each other, exhort each other along these lines.
Yes.
Right? And to stay on this mindset. I don't know about you, but I've recognized in myself it's real easy to veer off.
Yeah.
And to get sidetracked. And that's not by accident. Mm. Might be accidental on our part, but it's not by accident, by Satan's.
Right.
He wants to distract us and get us off the goal.
Right.
Off of the main thing.
Yeah. Amen.
So my question to you is this. What are you doing presently, currently, on a regular basis that has eternal benefit? And let's subtract from that list going to church.
Yeah.
What are you doing on a regular basis consistently that has eternal impact? If you're like most people, that's a short list. Which is probably why it's difficult for us to come to church and exhort each other. Because once again, it's hard to lead in a direction that you're not going. So how do I exhort someone? I'd like a little involvement here. I got a few questions. And that's the first one. How do I exhort someone? So if somebody raise their hand and tell me, how do you exhort somebody?
Truth and love.
Truth and love.
Yeah.
How else? Somebody raise your hand.
Encouragement.
Encouragement? To do what?
Depending on what the situation is. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Encouragement to do what?
Encourage them to strengthen their faith. To
be obedient. Yeah.
It depends on what the situation is, but anytime we show them in the scriptures areas where it can help them spiritually to grow, they can see what God's word says about that. That's an exhortation.
So I'm going to exhort Brother Lewis. Brother Lewis, have you been reading your Bible recently?
This morning.
This morning. Good man. Good man. Now, do you do this consistently on a regular daily basis?
Not always.
You know, the Bible says we need to study the Word daily. And, I mean, this if you get off of that and get away from that, Brother Lewis, it's going to...
And I know better.
Yeah.
So I don't have no excuse.
Yes, sir. Well, I just want to encourage you to stay in your Bible, keep your nose deep into the Word. Go to it more than once a day when you have opportunity. That's exhortation. Yes, ma'am.
I tell them, people just need you to listen to them. They have to open up. They need something that they need to take off their heart. And they need to have somebody patient listen to them with no judgment.
Yeah.
And no criticism. And that you still love them even after they told you something, even if it's a really bad thing.
Yeah,
that's true. Yes, ma'am.
I think that's
right. Yeah, that's loving one another. Yeah,
yes. And supporting.
Yeah,
Paul made it clear. I think we talked about this somewhat a little bit last week. Support the weak.
Yeah.
You keep that in your heart. You don't say that to anyone.
Right.
When they right. Get right in you, that's the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's faith.
Right. So my next question is, we're talking about exhortation here. First question is, how do I exhort someone? The second question, when should I do it?
On a regular basis.
So much the more
yeah.
as you see.
Well, in verse 25 it says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. Now, I don't think that's he's talking about right there at church. But it doesn't stop there. We can get on the phone and call somebody and say, hey, I noticed you weren't in church.
Yeah.
Are you doing okay? Do you need me to pray about something with you? I'm calling you because I'm concerned, and I don't want you to get weak spiritually, and so I just want to help you. What can I do to help you? So we don't have to only do it at church, right. But we do need to do it at church when we get opportunity.
Amen.
And sometimes we need to make that opportunity. Okay? Another question. What frame of mind should I be in when I exhort someone?
Treat them like it might be you. It means it.
Treat them exactly like you'd like to be treated if it was turned around the other way. And you are the one getting the exhortation. Remember, exhortation is not always easy. In fact, it probably is uneasy more often than it's easy. And that's because when we're exhorting someone, we're exhorting them because they may have slipped somewhere. And who wants that to be brought to light? Right? I mean, we want everyone to think that we've got everything together and we have no problems and we have all answers. Not. None of that's true. We don't have it all together. None of us. We don't have all the answers. We got problems we don't know what to do about. But for some reason, and it's pride.
Yeah.
It's pride. We just don't want to talk about that. Don't bring it up. But God says, bring it up. Remember, exhort means to urge by strong argument. Admonition. Admonition means to reprove gently or earnestly. To urge by strong argument, admonition, advice, or appeal. This is so important. And the reason is the more we hear encouragement to do what God has told us to do, the more likely we are to do it.
Yeah.
Also, as I exhort another Christian, I myself am encouraged to do more of what God expects me to do as well.
Amen.
It's a win-win situation. But the reason that we don't, at least many times this is the reason that we don't exhort each other to draw closer to God is because we too don't want to let go of something ourselves.
Yeah.
That's causing us to fail in our walk with the Lord, in our service to Him.
Right.
But that would be a whole different sermon. Right there. This is all I want to say to you. Please encourage and exhort each other. This is probably, as we see the day approaching, it's probably the most crucial time to do it. I don't know if you've ever been called in to the boss's office before. But when you got the call and you're headed there, your heart's beating. You're not sure if you're fixing to get the pink slip. But what you do know is something ain't right and you've messed up somewhere and it's time to stand there and give an account. Or at least hear the words, you're fired.
Yeah.
Either way, whatever you hear is not going to be good. It's not going to be easy. Your heart's pumping heavily. It's just an uneasy feeling. Imagine standing before God on Judgment Day. And He said, why didn't you encourage that brother or sister?
Yeah.
You knew they were struggling with something. If you would have encouraged them, they would have probably turned around. It would have been a big help, but you didn't do it. On that day. And then on this day, you didn't either. You had a great opportunity. It was right there. And you didn't do it. And you're just standing there, you, as the Bible puts it, speechless. We will stand before Jesus.
Every one of us.
Every single one of us. And give an account. So, it's a serious matter, this matter of exhorting each other to get busy about our service for the Lord. This is not a game. It's a battle. It's a battle for eternity's sake.
Yes.
And many people, their success, if you want to put it that way, hinges on whether or not you or I are going to go to them and exhort them. Get somebody in your mind of who you need to exhort. Whether you do it tonight or you make a phone call tomorrow morning or tomorrow sometime, but exhort each other. God said to do it. It's very clear. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your word. Lord, I do thank you for opening our eyes to what we need to see. And even though it's not easy, I pray that you would help us, enable us to do what we need to do, to exhort and encourage each other about your work, the calling that you've put in our life. I thank you for that, and I praise your name. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Let's stand, turn to 481.